Chapter 15. The Surprise. Spring, 2004. By the late winter of 2003-04, it was clear that the U.S. effort, both in pacification and reconstruction, was faltering. But it wouldn't be until spring that it would become clear just how troubled it was. The key change in the disposition of forces was a major rotation that withdrew the units that had been there a year and replaced them with a new set of divisions. Notably, this rotation cut the U.S. troop presence in the north, replacing the 101st Airborne, which, along with its attached units, had fielded 20,000 troops, with a patched-together outfit called Task Force Olympia that had less than half that number, and also far less mobility than the helicopter-rich 101st. One reason such a reduction was still thought possible was that midwinter had gone by quietly, perhaps lulling commanders, especially those who thought that the capture of Saddam Hussein in mid-December would quell the enthusiasm of the insurgents. And February 2004 brought the lowest death toll so far of any month during the U.S. military presence in Iraq, just 20, and a relatively peaceful fraction of the number in every subsequent month of that year. It was also the low point in terms of total U.S. troop presence in the country in 2003-05, dipping briefly to about 110,000. For the next 22 months, the number of U.S. troops would creep upward until finally, by the end of 2005, it hit 159,000, the highest level since the occupation began. The troop rotation itself may also have contributed to the misplaced sense of calm, as many experienced U.S. units began disengaging, doing less patrolling and more packing up. So, in retrospect, this period of quiet wasn't necessarily as reassuring as it was interpreted to be at the time. The insurgency was quiet in order to lay the groundwork for a spring offensive, a security expert who worked in the Green Zone said later. I think enemy forces were planning, solidifying their support base, getting ready to hit us in the spring. I was talking to Iraqis and they were saying things were going to get bad. We got intelligence that they were going to hit the Spanish and Italians, drive them out. That was the model. Isolate the U.S., then drive us out and embarrass us. U.S. forces learned, but then went home, while the enemy learned, and, if he survived, fought better the next time. In 2003, one ill-conceived drive-by shooting was conducted from a horse-pulled cart, remembered Colonel Teddy Spain. The Iraqi police, who had come under attack, simply shot the trotting horse and then finished off the stranded attackers. The insurgents grew more proficient with the passage of time, noted Ahmed Hashim, a professor of strategic studies at the U.S. Naval War College, who, as a reservist, would later serve with the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment. American forces had killed most of the incompetent ones. The tactics, techniques, and procedures of the surviving insurgents became more lethal as a result of experience. This change became apparent early in 2004, when the insurgents began to contend with fresh U.S. troops. Some disruption had been expected from the troop rotation, but commanders thought they could ensure that knowledge would be passed on. Yet the change seems to have given the insurgency a major opening. The new troops had two strikes against them. In a culture where social life turns not on official positions, but on personal relationships, they were blank slates. And with a fast and constantly moving insurgency, where the enemy was quickly adapting as well as operating on his own turf, anything that can be distilled into written knowledge is already likely to be a bit too old, a bit stale. The cutting edge of operations against an insurgency is the gut instinct that tells a squad leader that a street scene that appears safe really isn't, or the backlog of experience that allows a battalion commander to discern a new twist in what a sheik is telling him. Much of that was lost when new troops rotated in. They were enthusiastic and hard-working, but alien in the situation, while the other side had just gone through months of hard fighting.